Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that as we believe your only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to have ascended into the heavens, so we, in heart and mind, may also ascend, and with him continually dwell, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
In the first book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus did and taught from the beginning until the day when he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself alive to them by many convincing proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While staying with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. "This," he said, "is what you have heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." So when they had come together, they asked him, "Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel?" He replied, "It is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going and they were gazing up toward heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up toward heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven."
Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, your Son Jesus Christ was born as one of us, to come to the rescue of our human race. Look in mercy on all your people, especially in these times of trouble and uncertainty across the world. In dying for us, he overcame death and sin. Look in mercy on the nations of the world and their leaders, all who make the choices and decisions that affect the lives of many. And by your Spirit, protect the vulnerable, heal the sick, and comfort those beset by grief or fear. By the glory of his resurrection, he opened the way to life eternal, and by his ascension, gives us the sure hope that where he is, we may also be. As we walk on our earthly journey, blessed by the light of the coming Spirit, keep us and all the departed in your timely and everlasting care. We make our prayers through your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Si l'espérance de ta vie marche. sous force d'affaiblir des larmes de sang. Si la souffrance t'affaiblirait des larmes de sang, tu auras les yeux lavés, alors tu pourras prier avec ton frère en
God the Father, who has given to his Son the name above every name, strengthen you to proclaim Christ Jesus as Lord. Amen. God the Son, who is our great High Priest, passed into the heavens, plead for you at the right hand of the Father. Amen. God the Holy Spirit, who pours out his abundant gifts upon the Church, make you faithful servants of Christ our King. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, rest upon you and remain with you today and always. Amen. Go in the peace of Christ. Thanks be to God.